And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition, providing air and other support to the troops, praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. The coalition estimates there are between 10,000 and 50,000 civilians still in and around Tal Afar, and about 2,000 ISIS militants hold up in the city. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on two northeastern towns. Police set up numerous roadblocks, hoping to capture a 22-year-old Moroccan man who they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. Spanish police on Sunday told reporters that they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in Thursday's attack. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Tens of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong Sunday to protest the sentencing of three democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow were sentenced to 6 to 8 months in prison Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies, months-long demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. Their sentence was met with outrage from rights groups and activists who joined civilians in the march Sunday from the district of Wan Chai to the Court of Final Appeal, where they protested the jail terms. President Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech Monday night. He will provide an update on the path forward for America's engagement in Afghanistan and South Asia in an address to be delivered on Tuesday from the military base at Fort Myer, southwest of the capital. On Sunday, in Amman, Jordan, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Trump had made a decision on the new strategy in Afghanistan, but Mattis refused to tell reporters what that strategy was.
He has made a decision, as he said. He wants to be the one to announce it to the American people, so I'll stand silent until then, until that point.
Mattis said the strategy covered more than Afghanistan, that it was a full South Asia strategy. Signaling that the U.S. military expects its mission to continue, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, on Sunday hailed the launch of the Afghan Army's new Special Operations Corps, declaring that we are with you and we will stay with you. A preliminary United Nations probe has concluded that Taliban insurgents and local self-proclaimed Islamic State militants jointly killed at least 36 people in a village in northern Afghanistan earlier this month. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she was accused of assaulting a model. South Africa's international relations minister granted the First Lady diplomatic immunity on Sunday. That negated a red alert that had been issued at the South African border to prevent her from leaving the country. Mugabe landed in Harare with her husband, 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, on an Air Zimbabwe plane on Sunday. Last Sunday, a woman